I have been concerned about many issues of injustice over the years based on various issues. The most prominent injustice revolves around race and police brutality here lately. There are a few problems that I've realized for myself regarding these. First of all, I don't follow enough the news to fully understand all the details of the issues that are going on. And I hope to remedy this going forward so I can be informed of what's actually going on and what's happening around the country and even in my local area. But even with what I do know, I never really knew how to respond or to react properly. Now, as a Christian, my first priority is to honor God in all that I do. And so when I saw the way that people responded across the country, both here recently and through the years, I always had a hard time seeing how I could actually participate in those ways while still honoring God by following the biblical principles that I know to be true. Now, for one, I know that I ought not to act with a spirit of rebellion. The Bible speaks clearly about that in many places, about the negativity and the sin that rebellion is. Now, for example, the injustice by a few against one, the recent big incident being with George Floyd and the way that he was treated and was killed, this is not remedied by injustice by a mob at all. Now, peaceful protests are great. I support them and I encourage people to do that. But the riots and the violence taking place across the country are completely anti-Christian. And I want to make sure that I'm not associated with that part. And unfortunately, what has happened a lot of times is that the peaceful protesters are getting lumped into the same group as the rioters and the people committing all the violence. And so I didn't really know what to do. Now, one thing I do know is that doing nothing isn't help at all. And so I'm reminded of the quote, "All that's needed for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing." And I may have misquoted that a little bit, but that's basically what it says. And so by doing nothing, I am definitely not contributing to making things better. Now, at the same time, I don't want to just complain about how wrong people are acting and how they're reacting and different things like that. And because it's easy to be able to look at all the situations and point at how other people are not responding correctly. But then again, if I'm not doing anything, it's not really any better. And so I want to be part of a solution that actually helps people and still honors the biblical principles that God wants me to follow. And looking into that just for a quick second, there's a biblical principle that shows, first of all, that when offenses and afflictions come to me personally, I'm to take that to God alone and allow Him to be able to take care of it. Now, additionally, God has established that it's also the responsibility of the government to execute judgment in such cases. That's why He established judgment, or that's why He established the government when He did, is to take care of those things. And so when you read in the Bible where the Bible talks about an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and things like that, people take that on a personal level, but that was never the intention. The intention of that context was in the form of government. On the government level, they were to execute judgment fairly and equally, so that there would be an equity that was taking place in the judgments that the government was doing. On a personal level, we are supposed to, as the Bible says, turn the other cheek. And so we're supposed to take it to God and leave it in God's hands and in the responsibility of the authorities that God has put over us to execute the judgment and the vengeance. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." We're not supposed to take that. It's not my right to execute judgment or revenge for myself. Now, that said, at the same time, God tells us that when we see injustices take place, as a Christian, we are to take a stand. So when we see somebody else being afflicted, we see somebody else as a victim, we're to take a stand in those situations. We're to be a voice for them. We're to try to help them and minister to them the best that we can. And in that, we need to proclaim the gospel. We need to share the gospel with them, because that is our first and primary job as a Christian, is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we're not necessarily supposed to beat them over the head with it. We're supposed to share that. We're supposed to care for them. And even if they don't receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, we're still supposed to minister. We're still supposed to help. And so when we see these injustices, we ought to be helping. And I've taken the backseat way too long, and I haven't put in the effort to be able to really look and see how I can best be able to do this. Now, my pastor, Rick Carter Jr., just recently over this last week, took the lead to create a nonprofit organization to address this exact issue of being able to do something while still following the biblical principles. And so it's called Solidarity Stand. You can go to solidaritystand.org to be able to see this. Now, obviously, it's still in the very early stages. It's less than a week old. But on the website, there's a pledge that can be taken. I did that, and I'm going to go ahead and read the pledge to you right now. And so it says, I realize that I cannot change everyone, but I can change me, and I can be a voice for others to hear and provide a light in the darkness. I believe that the answer to the conflict of our day is the same as it has always been. People need Jesus Christ. They need the forgiveness of their sin, and having received that forgiveness, they need to extend it to all those that have transgressed against them. We, as a nation, need to remember the lesson that Jesus Christ taught concerning the Great Commandment. In Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If we are to heal our land, we must return to the simple truths of Christ. We must restore God to his rightful place in our hearts and society. We must remember that everyone is my neighbor, and I am to love them as I love myself. For these reasons, I make the following pledge. Number one, to love God above all else. Number two, to love my neighbor as myself according to the rule of Jesus Christ. Number three, to treat others as I would want to be treated. Number four, to condemn injustice no matter where it is found. Number five, to oppose violence. Number six, to eliminate racism, bigotry in and around me. To stand up for the oppressed. To strengthen the weak. To minister to the hurting. And then number 10, to live a life mindful of the need of others. And so then on the website there with the pledge, so it has all that there. And then at the end, it has an opportunity for you to be able to put your name and your email address optionally. And you can be able to take that pledge as well, that you're going to take this type of stand. And so I invite you to do that. If you feel the same way that I do, to where you didn't feel like there was a way that you could be able to do something, or you were unsure of how you can be able to do something, this is an opportunity for you to be able to do that. So you can go to solidaritystand.org and you can be able to go there, be able to take the pledge. And when you put your email address in, which is optional, you'll be able to see other ways that we can be able to help out in the future. And so I don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. I know that our pastor talked about having some sort of protests and things like that taking place, but he wanted to do it in the right way. And he wants to do it in a way that isn't just going to get washed under by the news. It's not just going to get overlooked and not actually make an impact. And so So he's looking at ways to be able to do that, and he's going to keep us updated through that email in that fashion. So that's an opportunity for us now to be able to take a stand in solidarity with those that are experiencing these injustices. And so that's solidaritystand.org. And so that's what I want to leave with you in this episode. This is not my normal type of episode. This is an extra, a bonus episode, if you will, but it really does apply. If we're not helping people to be able to rise up, to be able to overcome the injustices and be a voice for those, then we are not doing what we can to be able to achieve success, even in our own lives. If we just stand by and do nothing, it will eventually affect us personally, even if it's not right now. And so as a mostly white person, I am a quarter black. My mom is half black. I look white, and as a result, I probably experience a lot of privileges I'm not even aware of. And I don't see all the different things that are going on that are happening. And I realize that blindness. And so I'm doing what I can now, though, to try to take those blinders off, to open up to what can be done, to be able to do it in the right and biblical way so that God can really step in and bless. He's the one that ultimately is going to be able to bring peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. So we need to leave it in His hands, but we need to do our part. And that's what this does. This allows us to be able to start doing our part the way that we ought to. So go to solidaritystand.org to see all this that's going on. And if you feel led, go ahead and take the pledge. Thank you, and I will see you on the next episode.